going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
Oh my goodness, we have some problems in the Bronx, and it starts with Devin Williams. Let me tell you something about Devin Williams. He is going to end up being the best closer in New York by the end of the season. But right now, Devin Williams is a major, major, major issue in the pinstripes. And there's nothing they can do right now to fix it besides play him. Get him at a high leverage spot. Like, I'll never say that you have to keep a closer in their role because it's, quote-unquote, they're the closer. So Devin Williams right now has completely, to me, lost his, quote-unquote, closer role, his ninth inning role. It is gone. Take it away from him. Make sure that the next position he is in, it is not a tight game. It is a low-leverage situation, and just have him work on his stuff. But this is what Devin Williams does in April. It's like Francisco Lindor for the Mets. Typically, his Aprils are the worst month of his season. And right now, he is basically going above and beyond to prove to you that April is his worst month of the season. With sitting with an 11.25 ERA, his first, by the way, only his first blown save. Only his first blown save. Now, he's had some rough outings, but only his first blown save. And Devin Williams, who I thought Brian Cashman completely ripped off the Brewers with by giving up Caleb Durbin, who everyone's like, who is that? You know, just somebody that he may start for us this season. Toss him in with the Nestor Cortez and get the best closer in baseball. Best closer in baseball. Devin Williams. And then he came in with a 7.88 ERA going into last night's game versus the Blue Jays. And he left with an 11.25 ERA as he couldn't do anything right. He couldn't get anybody out. Gives up two more runs, blows the game, and the fans now are booing. This was their big offseason transaction. Think about this. They lose Juan Soto. You brought Max Fried in, but Devin Williams was the closer. And he's not that. He's anything but. And yet I will tell you this much. At the end of the season, when you're sitting there and going to rely on one person, you're going to realize how good Devin Williams is. His airbender pitch is not bending. His fastball is hittable. Everything is hittable. His accuracy is not pinpoint. Maybe batters are just being more patient. But everything about Devin Williams is completely off. Is New York too big for him? Listen, it can't be the facial hair, right? He got that personally fixed. Where he felt awkward not having facial hair, they changed the rule that's been in play forever for the New York Yankees so that he can have facial hair. So he's got to feel comfortable with that, right? And yet, he can't get anybody out. And he keeps on struggling. And this is not the first. This is not the first person to come to Yankee Stadium and just not be able to perform. And that's really the deep question here, okay? You have Devin Williams for this year. And to me, personally speaking, I thought you'd see early on how good he was and that eventually Cashman and crew would say, let's lock this guy up. You give up a prospect, a top-level prospect for Devin Williams, which means to me, you're open to that idea of keeping this guy around. So far, he's done nothing to earn it. And at this rate, you could say that the Brewers won that trade. The Brewers got Caleb Durbin and Nestor Cortez Jr., which nobody cares about anymore. But the Brewers won that deal. The Brewers got one over on Brian Cashman, because did they give Brian Cashman broken goods when Pete Alonso hit a home run off of him in the wild card series to send the Mets to the next round and send the Brewers packing? Did Pete Alonso break Devin Williams? Because at this point in time, we haven't seen the lights out Devin Williams from prior years. We haven't seen that Devin Williams who is from 2020 to 2024, okay? His ERA was 1.7. 1.7 from 2020 to 2024. And right now, through the month of April, his ERA is 11.25. There is something wrong with Devin Williams, and it's not going to be fixed by continuing to run him out there, especially at home. Now he's getting booed. Now they're at the point where, listen, there's guys that just don't work here in New York. Esteban Loaiza, if I'm correct, Javi Vasquez. That's who it was. Vasquez was the guy. Two tours here in New York in pinstripes, just could not figure it out. Fantastic everywhere else, but in the Bronx, just could not figure out how to perform well. You had other guys in the past, too, that just could not figure out New York. But Devin Williams, I think at the moment, may be the best player in this position who could lose his standing rather quickly, his favor rather quickly with this Yankee brass, and just have a one and done. And I thought that this was a move that was going to be here. He locked and loaded for the next few years. A bullpen of Devin Williams, Luke Weaver. 1-2 punch would be beautiful. And instead, Devin Williams has been absolutely lost. And I think it's time, like I said, it's time to move him out of that high leverage situation. And I know it's tough to do that. I know it's tough for Aaron Boone to take somebody who knows the ninth inning role. That's what he does. And he will come out of it. But you can't allow him at this point in time to basically ruin what could be a good season with the Yankees with the fans. Because that's the thing. First thing that's going to go is the fans. And then you got to move on from him. Because we've seen in the past the Aaron Hicks stuff. We've seen that, you know, Aaron Hicks never was the guy
that the Yankees wanted him to be. But you keep running him out there, and eventually the fans are done. Gleyber Torres, people were done with. People are starting to turn on Anthony Volpe. If people could turn on Anthony Volpe, the local kid, you could turn on Devin Williams. And yesterday's game, the only reason why the Yankees lost was because of Devin Williams. If you have a lights-out closer that comes in, or a lights, whether it's Luke Weaver, whomever it is, comes out and just is efficient and doesn't allow a run, you're good to go. You move on. But now, and the bigger problem too is, the fact is that you have to rely on your relief pitching. You have to rely on certain players that maybe you didn't feel the need that you had to originally, but now you have no choice because your starting pitching is depleted with Heel and Cole gone. You know, you can never really trust Rodon. You can never really trust, even Cookie Carrasco had a good start yesterday, and yet somehow it gets blown up by Devin Williams, and that can't happen anymore. That cannot happen. And that is something where Aaron Boone has to sit back and say, we have to take you out of this position. I don't think there's anything physically wrong. I don't think that there's anything health-wise that is hurting Devin Williams and causing him to pitch this poorly. I just think it's time to say, you know what, pal? It hasn't started out great. We'll get you back in there. That's not a problem. But at the moment, you need to move out of this spot. You cannot sit there and blow games for us anymore. You can't sit here with an 11.25 ERA going into May and be our closer. It's not going to fly. And we've had Aroldis Chapman here over the years who has had some very inconsistent moments. You've had Jabba Chamberlain days. You've had David Peterson. You've had David Robertson. You've had a lot of different closers since the Mariano Rivera days, since the epic Mariano Rivera days. You have the best closer in baseball, and you know what he was on the mound. And now you have somebody who can't get anybody out, that in 10 appearances, his ERA keeps on going up. It's time to move on and say, Devin, for now, you will sit back. You have to, because you can't lose games like that. You can't lose games where it's a close game and, you know, Vlad Guerrero hits a solo home run, the Yankees make a comeback, they're up 2-1, and then all of a sudden Devin Williams comes in and just blows it up. You can't have it. And his numbers just are not what they once were. And until they're fixed, and that's one thing I'm starting to realize. I'm starting to realize it a lot. I don't see the Yankee staff really fixing a lot of these players. Like, we've seen Volpe now for year three, and he's not getting better. We saw Luis Severino tip his pitches a couple years ago and then went to the Mets and they fixed the problem. But he was having a rough season in 2023 and no one figured it out. Now you have Devin Williams. Something is wrong technically. He's not doing something right. Whether it's Airbender isn't bending well enough. His location isn't good enough. His velocity, whatever it is, it's off. And no one has been able to figure it out. That is a problem. So, Devin Williams, first things first, you're done with the ninth inning. We'll put you maybe fifth, sixth, maybe some blowouts. Start you slow. Get you to figure it out in game. But you're not getting the high leverage situation anymore. I'm sorry, you lost that. And then on top of that, somebody has to actually figure out how to help these players. Because you can't have Cody Bellinger batting under 200. You can't have Anthony Volpe batting under 200. That cannot happen anymore. Paul Goldschmidt is a professional hitter, and they said it, and they think that last year his second half was legit and the real deal. Paul Goldschmidt, he figured something out himself. Well, sometimes you need to, as coaches and managers, be able to help your players because they don't see it. And that's something that I think I got to be honest with you. I don't think the Yankees are able to see it. 888-808-1019 is Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan till 6 a.m. when Richard Neer takes over then. 888-808-1019. You can always hit me up at HoffWFAN. And if you miss anything at all, or if you want to go back and listen to EJ prior to me, or something from earlier in the day from Evan and Tiki, BT and Sal, Boomer and Geo, just download the Odyssey app, press the rewind button, and go and check it out. 888-808-1019, that's the number to call. Let's get to the phones. Chris in North Carolina. What's up, Chris?
Hey, wasn't Javi Vasquez a starter?
Yes, and he was terrible.
Okay, but what does that have to do with the closer?
No, I was just saying that there's sometimes just players that just can't perform in New York.
All right, that's fair. We could go back to like a bunch of that stuff, but I mean, do you think the trade was really bad for like Cortez? First off, his arm is going to fall off, right? It kind of is. And so like we trade him to Milwaukee, and what we got he'll figure it out, right?
Well, listen, and here's the thing is I still think that Devin Williams at the end of the day is going to be the best closer in New York. And that's someone who, you know, whether you
over
believe
Diaz? Over Diaz?
Yes, I think so because, honestly, I do trust Devin Williams. But right now you can't have him pitch the ninth inning. You can't do it. You can't have him pitch the eighth inning. You can't have Devin Williams right now pitch anything that is a tight situation. You have to give him garbage time. I'm sorry.
I agree with you. But we need starters.
Well, you have starters. I mean, Cookie gave you five good innings today.
We got guys that we don't have length in the middle.
But guess what? Let me break some news, Chris. In baseball today, length is about five or six innings. So, with Cookie, what did Cookie give you today? He gave you five innings?
He did good.
Yeah,
he did good.
Then that's what you're getting. So Chris, he's actually doing his job. I know that's ridiculous, and thanks so much for the phone call. I know that's ridiculous to say, but the starting pitching isn't always the problem with the Yankees right now. That's part of it. Carlos Rodon, I don't trust him. He gets paid, Carlos Rodon, too much for me for him to perform and only go five or six innings. And when he gets to five or six innings, he starts to get shaky. And then, you know, there's always at least one inning during a game where he blows up and gives up four or five runs or whatever the case is, and his ERA skyrockets. He's just too inconsistent. Even if it's just one out of six innings that it gets blown up, that one inning can't happen when you get paid that much money, when you get paid to be that type of pitcher. He came in to be the Max Fried from a few years ago, though, to be that, like, 1B to Gerrit Cole's 1A. But Carlos Rodon is not that. He's just not. But he's getting paid like that. And now you got Max Fried. So Max Fried's great. He was pitching a no-hitter the other day up until the scorekeeper decided to change it. So, I mean, you have some solid pitcher still in this rotation. Clark Schmidt's a back-and-forth type of guy. But if you go through what baseball is today, five, six innings. That's as much as you're getting. Max Fried gives you more than that. He really does. Carlos Rodon, Carlos Carrasco gives you five innings. That's good. That's all you can ask for. But what you need to ask for after that is your bullpen to hold everything down. And for the most part, they have been, except for Devin Williams. And that was the big move that was made. That was the move that honestly I thought was putting the Yankees over the top this year. And it backfired. 888-808-1019. We'll get back to the phone calls. But Devin Williams has to. It's done right now. For now. This is not the rest of the season. But he is no longer allowed to pitch in high leverage situations for the New York Yankees. He needs to be pushed down to garbage time innings. And that might hurt. Because that is your guy that you brought in to be the closer. But for now, if you want to win games, Devin Williams cannot pitch or C, the 7th, 8th, 9th in a tight game. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. It's Pete Hoffman with you on the fan. Hit me up at Hoff, WFAN.